Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
We're going on strike for 12%. We're not downhearted yet. They're filming it all for a reality show, so 12% we'll get.
Workers Radio on the International Radioactive.
Come gather round, children, it's high time you learned about a hero named Homer and a devil named Burns. We'll march till we drop the girls and the fellas. We'll fight till the death or else fold like umbrellas. So we'll march day and night
by the big cooling tower.
So we'll march day and night by the big cooling tower. They have the plant, but we have the power.
Now do classical gas.
Thank you.
1968, Mason Williams, Classical Gas, 68. That's 44 years ago. And how I know that without doing the maths is because today I'm celebrating my birthday. And 44, well, I'm near that birthday, let's just say that, so I can do the maths quite quickly. And 68, yeah, I was born near that year too. This week, 50 years since the Beatles first released a single, and that was, I think it was Love Me Do, which was pumping out in a pub I was in. Gold from the UK was coming over the satellite and pumping around a pub in Baldoyle in Dublin, Ireland. And three songs from the Beatles in a row, and then I think they have to legally play some other track because you can't overplay too many tracks from one artist in the contracts they would have for what they can play on air. And then they would return to another three tracks from the Beatles. I think that was Thursday. 50 years of the Beatles since their first single. Seems such a short time. Not that I remember all of the 50 years. Obviously not, because I've just said my birthday is somewhere in the mid-40s. Yes. Okay. No Workers' Radio last week. Apologies for that. Because jam smack in between two long weekends that I was away. They weren't long, like as in bank holidays and days off work, but they were long because I was at the Spirit of Folk Festival in Dundarry in County Meath for the weekend of Friday to Sunday 2 weekends ago. And then last weekend I was in London, just north of London, for a house gig, which was absolutely wonderful. And it just took out the entire weekend from Friday to Monday morning. And great fun was had. You can get in touch with us here at the show. It's workers@radioactiveinternational.org, and we'd love to hear from you, what you're doing, where you're working, and what are you listening to, what's your stories. workers@radioactiveinternational.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, please remain upstanding for the national anthem of the United States of America.
Nothing like a bit of Y5O to get us grooving and moving on Workers' Radio. Show number three. Show number two was, as I say, more than a week ago. And it was the one that, well, I didn't speak on it. It was letting the music speak for itself, inspired by the hatred of Margaret Thatcher. Hope you enjoy the show. You did enjoy it in that many of you downloaded it. In excess of 1,000 downloads. Way happy with those kind of figures, burning up the servers of Radioactive International. And keep downloading. It'll be there for a good while yet. And there's some good songs, good tunes and good messages in there. Really loved the poem by Christy Moore. I think we should have poetry on this program more often. Yes, I think I'll actually go find a poem right now. Hang on a sec.
This poem is entitled A Game of Two Halves. Don't worry if you don't know anything about football. You can just consider this to be an extended metaphor for a self-perpetuating oligarchy. And we'll all be fine. Or a pointless rant, whichever you prefer. Anyway, it's the game of two halves. Let's make poverty history. Let's be a force for good. Let's redistribute all the wealth. Let's be like Robin Hood. Let's have no more paupers. Let's eradicate the rich. Let's empty out the bank account of Roman Abramovich. Let's siphon off his profits. Let's overthrow the petrol czar. Let's give all his rubles back to the workers of the USSR. Let's ask Jose Mourinho, what's the Portuguese for poor? Let's cut his Amex card in two, let him manage Stenhouse Muir. Let's shove Sky TV where the sun don't shine. Let Rupert Murdoch's empire fall. Let's reclaim the people's game. Let's get back our ball. Let's drop Ashley Cole down a deep dark hole till he agrees that greed is wrong. Then we'll give him 60 grand a week. in Vietnamese dong. Let's kidnap Malcolm Glazer singing Suckers Going Gnome. Let's bastardise his merchandise. Let's sell the Bobby Charlton cone. Let's raid Wayne Rooney's piggy bank. Let's put him in a fucking rage. Let's make him up with Gordon fucking Ramsay for the minimum fucking wage. Let's make Manchester City play on camels in the sandstorms of Abu Dhabi. Let Ronaldo pay for his hair gel by slaving as a cabbie. Let's stop spending money on Swede FA. Let's spend Göran Eriksson disappear. Let's fold him up in a flat pack. Let's stack him on a shelf at IKEA. Let's find a checkout job at Tesco's for Rio Ferdinand. Let's stick his mercenary contract up his Rio Grande. Let's ransack Buckingham Palace. Let's give their bling to charity. Let's burn the mock Tudor mansions of football's aristocracy. Let's drive their baby Bentleys over Beachy Head. Let's derail their gravy train. Let them take the bus instead. Let's ignore the tabloid sex romps, the champagne Charlie songs. Let's dismiss their double D-list wives in permatans and Prada thongs. Let the VIPs drink Bovril. Let their seats be cold and hard. Let's rip up the red carpet. Let's show them the red card. Let's wind up football PLC. Let's give the board P45s. Let's stop fat corporate bastards eating all the pies. Let's kick off the revolution. Let have-nots have the final score. Let's hear Manchester United 0, Partick Thistle 4. Let's invest Das Kapital. Let's end left-wing fatigue. Then poverty will be history when there's a socialist Premier League. Thank you.
Apologies for mentioning the S-word there, very unfashionable.
Sped. Oh, Cuban heel Bathario, he's still in the country. Lock up your daughters.
There was one in the gang who had scale extra, and because of that, he thought he was better than you. Every day after school, you'll go round there to play it, hoping to compete for some kind of championship. But it always took about 15 billion hours to set the track up. And even when you did, the thing never seemed to work. It was a dodgy transformer, again and again. A dodgy transformer, again and again. It was a dodgy transformer, again and again. A dodgy transformer, it cost £3.10. So he'd send his doting mother up the stairs with the stepladders to get the Subutio out of the loft. He had all the accessories required for that big match atmosphere, the crowd and the dugout and the floodlights too. And you'd always get palmed off with a headless centre forward and a goalkeeper with no arms and a face like his. And he managed to get hold of a Duke Le Braga away kit, because his uncle owned a sports shop, and he kept it to one side. And after only 5 minutes, he'd be down to 10 men, but he'd sent off your right back for taking the base from under his left winger. Come to half time, you were losing 4-0. Each and every goal, a hotly disputed penalty, so you'd smash up the floodlights. The game was abandoned, and the dog would bark, and you'd be banned from his house. And your travelling army of synthetic support would be taken away from you and thrown in the bin. Now he's working in a job with the future. He hands me my gyro every 2 weeks. Me, I'm on the lookout for a proper transformer. Thank you.
I did this one for now. From nice little footballer by Sean Forrest. And it's called Give Him a Ball in a Yard of Grass. my ball and a yard of grass. He'll give you a move for the perfect pass. Give him a ball and a yard of space. He'll give you a move with your league of race. I might not have no brain to love to give 90 minutes restraint. I might not have no brain to love to give 90 minutes restraint. I might not have no brain to love to give 90 minutes restraint. With a puff like pass. Get my ball on the out of space. He'll give you a move with your blinker eyes. Sing la 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 la. God man the game be played up there. He wanna go ghost in the air. God man the game be played up there. He wanna go ghost in the air. God man the game be played up high. He wanna go ghost in the sky. God man the game be played up high. He wanna go ghost in the sky. I might not have the brain to love to give 90 minutes for his friends. I might not have the brain to love to give 90 minutes for his friends. I might not have the brain to love to give 90 minutes for his friends.
There's not a lot of room up here, and it's very wet. So we could go up in flames any second. So I'd ask those of you drinking lager at the front. Those of you drinking lager up the front, not to spill them all over the stage. Gonna do this one for you now. Don't be fucking rude. Hey. Okay, so we are musos. We're fucking professionals. We can do what we like. Okay. Okay. We're gonna do this one for now. It's called "And Don't Be Too Rough Now." We're gonna get hurt.
Now comes the part in the show where I try and remember what I've just played. This is like the generation game with the conveyor belt, and I'm thinking Cuddly Toy, Tea Maker, Elvis McGonagall, Game of Two Halves was the poem, And then we had, and the audience are shouting suggestions at me, and I'm hearing nothing of them because Bruce Forsyth is asking me to name another thing so I can win another prize. And it is, All I Want for Christmas is a Duplo Prague Away kit from Half Man Half Biscuit, and then another song about football, which is a Give Him a Ball in the Yard of Grass from Sultans of Ping FC, and Wire Three Girl Rumba. And that's the last four tracks you heard on Workers Radio, radioactiveinternational.org. Let's have a break and hear some more music.
Well, it's been a long time, now since I've seen you smile, and I'll gamble away my fright, and I'll gamble away my time, and in a year or a year or so, it's a simple
want to talk over the end of it. That's Beirut from the Flying Club Cup 2007 LP and a song called Non Te. And strange how I came across that song to play on this show, but I'm using Spotify as a tool to pick some of the tunes that I have on my own hard drive. But through the social column on the right hand side, Paddy O'Hanlon was playing that via the Spotify radio stream, and I just liked the look of it and said I'd play it. So hello, Paddy, and I stole that one from your radio play, but you stole it from Spotify's radio player, so there you have it. I mentioned earlier that 2 weekends back I was at the Spirit of Folk Festival, Dunderry. It was Spirit of Folk year 2, and oh, how it got bigger and how it got better. And it'll be even bigger again next September. Check it out, spiritoffolk.com, I think, on the internet. And there this year, I didn't pick up as many CDs as I would have picked up last year, but I did pick up this one, and it's great the way you can buy the CD straight from the artist, and there's no record company, A&R, or shops, or digital rip-off merchants in the way. You give cold, hard cash to the artist, and they give you their music. And I met Miriam Donoghue, and I bought her CD, which is it untitled? It's a single, actually. So it's the first track on the single is the single's title, and this is Miriam Donoghue, Streetcar.
Roads go on forever into your backyard, hills turn into mountains, people into cars, and all is bright and blurry, a streetcar named Desire. A signing post and homeless ghosts hang off the corner boulevard. And yes, I love the feeling of cruising round the town. I'm stuck in, I'm reeling in, the gridlock tighter down. And sometimes getting itchy feet means walking out for 10. Sometimes it means rolling round the bends. Well, we all go the same way, like ants unto our queen, guided by the traffic lights, our neon tails all weave. The least detail, the smallest scale is lost in time and speed. And we're paying no attention to where this road might lead. And yes, I love the feeling of cruising round the town. I am stuck in, I'm reeling in, the gridlock tighter down. And sometimes getting itchy feet means walking out for 10. Sometimes it means rolling out the bend. We gave our boxes little wheels so that we felt free. And all is bright and blurry, a streetcar named Desire. A signing post and homeless ghosts hang off the corner boulevard. And yes, I love the feeling of cruising round the town. I am stuck in, I'm reeling in, the gridlock tighter down. And sometimes getting itchy feet means walking out for 10. Sometimes it means rolling out the bends. Sometimes it means rolling out the bends. Sometimes it means rolling out the bends.
We live in tiny boxes standing high, and the building homes we can't afford to buy. And we wonder why a girl got shot today. We've covered over spaces for the trees, and the Starbucks are spreading like disease. And we wonder why a baby died this way. And I can't breathe here. Will this nightmare ever end? Please take it away, the scraper in the sky. And am I dreaming? Will this nightmare ever end? Please take it away, the scraper in the sky. mother wakes to feed her crying child. But it's not enough to keep it satisfied. And we wonder why a man got stabbed today. The world's been taken over with our greed. And we're plagued with bills we cannot even read. And we wonder why a boy got robbed today. And I can't breathe here. Will this nightmare ever end? Please take it away, the scraper in the sky. And am I dreaming? Will this nightmare ever end? Please take it away, the scraper in the sky.
Songs for you there, back to back on new CDs in my collection, and the first one, Miriam Donoghue, and a song called Streetcar, which you can check out more of Miriam at her website, miriamd.com. And then secondly, from last weekend, one of the two bands I met in the house gig north of London in the United Kingdom was Tinderbox, and a song from their second album, which it's the title track, The State of Play. And that's from their 2010 album. You can check out more about Tinderbox at tinderboxacoustic.com. Tiny writing, but I can just about work it out. And wonderful stuff. I'm working my way through three of their albums at the moment. I'm halfway through the second one and loving it. This is radioactiveinternational.org, and this is Workers' Radio. And we are now turning to some news from South Africa, which we were following in show number one, and the striking miners. Things took a turn for the worst on the 5th of October with the sacking of 12,000 miners. Have a listen.
South Africa's Anglo-American Platinum, also known as AmPlats, fired 12,000 workers Friday for participating in an unauthorized strike. The move is an effort by the world's largest platinum producer to push back after a number of strike-induced production stoppages earlier this year. Hundreds of miners who clashed with police on Friday were eventually convinced to lay down their weapons, mainly sticks, and leave the demonstration site. The tensions between striking workers and mining companies have affected this and other industrial sectors worldwide. Friday's mass sacking triggered a sharp fall in the South African rand, which closed down almost 4%.
I'm frantically looking for a blog post that I made about the South African mines situation and the shooting dead of 34 strikers at the start of September. I can't find it anywhere, but I do have it in my notes. So it's kind of strange because I definitely did write this blog post, but I can't find it anywhere. I'll put a link to a press release from the ANC, which date timeline wise was after the shooting. And I'll put that in the show notes. But that press release from the ANC fails to make any mention of the police shooting dead 34 strikers. No mention of invoking the doctrine of common purpose, apartheid era law where 270 strikers were charged with the murder of the 34 that the police had gunned down. Charges later dropped by the police because of the lunacy of such a law that the ANC so hated in the 1960s, 70s and 80s, being used against the workers' movement that is traditionally supported by the ANC. It goes on and on. That's me going on and on in the blog post, but me reading my blog posts in radio just does not work for me at the moment, so I'll clip a link to it somewhere in the show notes and you can read more about it. But the irony of it all, this does smack of what the international broadcasters were telling us as rivalry between major unions, but the ANC seem to be complicit in hiding away what the police did in killing the 34 strikers and supporting the union that supports the ANC and not the more militant union that was taking the workers out on strike. And I think it needs closer attention. But now American Platinum Mines, which has got the word American in it, but it's in the country of South Africa, sacks 12,000 workers Friday the 5th of October. Things are escalating in South Africa, and I think it warrants more watching and more vigilance, and keep an eye on that one if you're following the movements of the workers' movement. More music for you on radioactiveinternational.org, Workers Radio, show number 3, and let's have something nice from Angus and Julia Stone. This is Big Jet Plane.
She said, "Hello, mister, pleased to meet you. I wanna
Workers Radio, radioactiveinternational.org. Back on the 13th of September was Workers Radio show number one, where we would have the story of that fire in Karachi that killed near on 300 people. And just following up on that, we can tell you that on the 15th of September, the news came in that the closed circuit television footage of the fire and the building explained that the doors were locked in the building, and that's what caused a lot of the deaths. And I'll skip past that story from the 15th to 2 hours ago on the 6th of October 2012. Karachi court has rejected bail plea from two factory owners in Karachi. I'll mispronounce the names here, but Karachi local court rejected the bail pleas of Arshad Bali and Shareed Bali, owners of the factory which caught fire and took more than 250 lives, but it did approve the bail of their father. So they were attempting to get a temporary release awaiting trial, but not so for two of the owners of the factory. And we said we would keep an eye on these matters. The fire that broke out on September the 11th claimed the lives of 259 workers in one of Pakistan's worst industrial incidents. There was also another fire on the day in a nearby town, or was it Lahore? I think it was, and that made the total just tip over the 300 people that died. It was a garment factory in Karachi that caught fire, and the chemicals and the rolls of material were very combustible, and there was no escape from the first and second floor part of the building that caught fire and killed so many people so quickly. We said we'd stay up to date on such stories, and if you have any news for us, send it in. It's workers@radioactiveinternational.org. workers@radioactiveinternational.org. Hope you're enjoying the other shows on the station. There's some great stuff here on Radioactive. I can't get to hear all of it. There's now so many shows. We have past 24 shows in the week, which just is tipping over the 30 hours of radio now being produced and growing all the time. And if you want to stay in touch with us, check us out on Facebook, Radioactive International, in the search. You can check out what we're doing and when all the shows are getting published. Thanks for listening, and do stay listening. We've got another couple of tunes to go before the end of Workers Radio number 3. I'm going to play some songs myself because I can, and well, because it's my birthday. So I'm just going to enjoy a few more tunes. Stay tuned.
You're just a melody.
Lagan brick dispute ends after 272 days, Thursday 13th of September, from the Anglo-Celt. The 25 Kingcourt brick workers who have been outside the plant for 270 days in a dispute over redundancy payments can now look forward to a brighter future after accepting the latest redundancy offer from Lagan Brick Management. Following a two-hour meeting last night in the Kingcourt Community Centre, the former Kingcourt brick workers delivered their decision in favour of accepting an offer. SIP2 industrial organiser John Regan explained that the proposals had been presented to the workers in the last 2 days and that last night they balloted on the offer and close to unanimously accepted the package put before them.
Chains, you're being scarring your conscience. if you hurry, you got still enough time. And you don't need no ticket, and you don't pay no fee. And now you don't need no ticket, you don't pay no fee. Because that was the river, and this is the sea. That was a river, this is the sea. That was the river, this is the sea. That was the river.
That's about it for Workers' Radio number 3 on radioactiveinternational.org. Email us, workers@radioactiveinternational.org. Thanks for listening. Do get in touch and stay listening to some of the wonderful shows that are here throughout the week on Radioactive International. Take care and bye-bye. We'll leave you with one song from Annie DeFranco to play out, and it's self-evident. Bye-bye.
We're 90% metaphor, with a leanness of meaning approaching hyperdistillation. And once upon a time, we were moonshine, rushing down the throat of a giraffe. Yes, rushing down the long hall, despite what the PA announcement says. Yes, rushing down the long hall, down the long stairs in a building so tall that it will always be there. It's part of a pair. There on the bow of Noah's Ark, the most prestigious couple just kicking back, parked against a perfectly blue sky, on a morning beatific in its Indian summer breeze, on the day that America fell to its knees, after strutting around for a century without saying thank you or please. And the shock was subsonic, and the smoke was deafening between the setup and the punchline, because we were all on time for work that day. We all boarded that plane for to fly. And then while the fires were raging, we all climbed up on the windowsill, and then we all held hands and jumped into the sky. And every burrow looked up when it heard the first blast, and then every dumb action movie was summarily surpassed, and the exodus uptown by foot and motor car looked more like war than anything I've seen so far. So far. So far. So far. So fierce and ingenious, a poetic specter so far gone that every jackass newscaster was struck dumb and stumbling over, oh my God, and this is unbelievable, and on and on. And I'll tell you what, while we're at it, you can keep the Pentagon, you can keep the propaganda, you can keep each and every TV that's been trying to convince me to participate in some prep school punk's plan to perpetuate retribution. Perpetuate retribution. Even as the blue toxic smoke of our lesson in retribution is still hanging in the air, and there's ash on our shoes, and there's ash in our hair, and there's a fine silt on every mantle from Hell's Kitchen to Brooklyn, and the streets are full of stories, sudden twists and near misses, and soon every open bar is crammed to the rafters with tales of narrowly averted disasters, and the whiskey is flowing like never before, as all over the country folks just shake their heads and pour. So here's a toast to all the folks that live in Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, El Salvador. Here's a toast to all the folks living on the Pine Ridge Reservation under the stone cold gaze of Mount Rushmore. Here's a toast to all those nurses and doctors who daily provide women with a choice, who stand down with threat the size of Oklahoma City just to listen to a young woman's voice. Here's a toast to all those folks on death row right now, awaiting the executioner's guillotine, who are shackled there with dread and can only escape into their heads to find peace in a form of a dream. Peace in a form of a dream. Peace in the form of a dream. Cause take away our PlayStations and we are a third world nation under the thumb of some blue blood royal son who stole the Oval Office and that phony election. I mean, it don't take a weatherman to look around and see the weather. Jeb said he'd deliver Florida, folks, and boy, did he ever. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. Number one, George W. Bush is not president. Number two, America is not a true democracy. And number three, the media is not fooling me. Cause I'm a poem heating hyperdistillation, and I've got no room for a lie so verbose. Yeah. Yes, I'm looking out over my whole human family, and I'm raising my glass in a toast. Here's to our last drink of fossil fuels. May we vow to get off of this sauce. Shoo away the swarms of commuter planes. Find that train ticket we lost. Cause once upon a time, the line followed the river and peeked into all the backyards. And the laundry was waving and the graffiti was teasing us from brick walls and bridges. We were rolling over ridges, through valleys, under stars. I dream of touring like Duke Ellington in my own railroad car. Of waiting on the tall blonde wooden benches in a grand station aglow with grace, and then standing out on the platform and feeling the air on my face. Give back the night its distant whistle, give the darkness back its soul, give the big oil companies the finger finally, and relearn how to rock and roll. Yes, the lessons are all around us and the truth is waiting there. It's time to pick through the rubble, clean the streets and clear the air. Get our government to pull its big dick out of the sand of someone else's desert, put it back in his pants. Quit the hypocritical chants of freedom forever. Cause when one lone phone rang in 2001 at 10 after 9 on 911, which was the number we all call when that lone phone rang right off the wall, right off our desk and down the long hall, down the long stairs in a building so tall that the whole world turned just to watch it fall. While we're at it, remember the first time around? The bomb, the rider truck, the parking garage, the princess that didn't even feel the pee. Remember joking around in our apartment on Avenue D? Can you imagine how many paper coffee cups would have to change their design following a fantastical reversal of the New York skyline? It was a joke at the time. And that was just a few years ago, so let the record show that the FBI was all over that case, that the plot was obvious and in everybody's face, and scoping that scene religiously, the CIA, or is it K? KGB, committing countless crimes against humanity with this kind of eventuality as its excuse for abuse after expensive abuse, and they didn't have a clue. Look, another window to see through. Way up here on 104th floor. Look, another key, another door. 10% literal, 90% metaphor. 3,000 some poems disguised as people on an almost too perfect day. Must be more than pawns in some asshole's passion play. So now it's your job, and it's my job to make it that way, to make sure they didn't die in vain. Shh, baby, listen. Hear the train.